As the city of Boston grew in the early 1800s, they quickly ran into an increasing water shortage, so plans were put in place to flood the valley that would become the Quabbin Reservoir. The only problem were the four towns that called the valley home: Dana, Enfield, Greenwich, and Prescott. The small towns of Dana, Enfield, Greenwich, and Prescott were less than pleased when they learned that their lovely little valley was to be completely flooded. Boston lawmakers saw the plan as the only logical course and ordered each of the towns to be disincorporated, the buildings demolished, and the residents relocated. Residents opposed the plan, taking their case to the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court, but they were unable to prevent the loss of their homes. Quabbin Reservoir. The Quabbin Reservoir, named after a hill in one of the former towns, was gradually created between 1930 and 1939. The forming finally ended in 1940s. Today, the Quabbin Reservoir is the largest inland body of water in Massachusetts. It is the primary water supply for Boston and 40 other communities, containing 412 billion gallons. Towns remainings. The buildings in all four towns were destroyed, but the cellars were left intact, and old roads that once led into towns can be followed right to the edge of the water to this day. Portions of the town of Dana are now on higher ground, and the remains of some structures, as well as the former town green, can be seen. Sources: http://www.atlasobscura.com/places/quabbin-reservoir and http://weburbanist.com/2014/03/10/drowned-towns-underwater-ghost-cities-buildings/2. Images sources: http://www.westernmassproperties.com/western-mass-attractions-quabbin-reservoir/comma/http://wgbhnews.org/posts/towns-were-lost-so-boston-could-have-clean-water and https://mcgroski.wordpress.com/page/2/